Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
Let's get down.
Kaya Biz.
Let's get down to business.
On the street.
On the air.
On the air.
Helping you secure your future is brought to you by Alan Gray, 50 years of long-term investing. Alan Gray is an authorized financial services provider.
Show us the money.
Kaya Biz.
On the street.
On the air.
So what does preparing for retirement using a phased approach look like? Well, Tshala Tihlungwane, investment specialist at Alan Gray, joins us now to tell us more. Tshala, it's such a pleasure to have you. And maybe let's just start off, number one, we know it, saving for retirement is really, really critical. But sometimes we need a refresher of understanding the benefits of you viewing retirement as an investment journey versus just a once-off effort.
Yes, that's right, Gugu. Thank you so much for giving an opportunity to speak to this important topic. You are absolutely right. I think one of the key things with retirement is the fact that it's actually quite a long period of time that you have. We're looking at typically on average about 45 years of your working life where you have that opportunity to save for retirement or to invest for retirement. Mm-hmm. So it's an important thing. And when you think about it that way, it's quite daunting. But actually, when you look at it from a phased approach where you can actually break it down into different phases, it makes it less daunting, more manageable. So that's why it's quite a nice way to actually think of it as a journey, as a phased process, as opposed to one long time that you have to actually put money aside for your retirement.
Yep, definitely. And I'm glad that you say it is really a journey, so we do need to approach it in that manner. But what are the stages of this journey and how do we prepare for it?
So the stages are quite nicely set up from the perspective of us as individuals and looking at it from the time when we actually start working full-time or when we enter full-time work. So that would be the first phase would be when you are around your 20s to maybe when you're around 40 years old. And that would be where we would say you need to actually get started. That's the most important thing in this particular phase of your retirement investment journey. This is where you would actually maybe use your employer's retirement annuity, or you would start your own if you don't have that opportunity. And the important thing here as well is to try and ensure you actually automate the process once you've actually set things up so that you don't actually have to spend much time thinking about it. By automation, I mean, for example, ensuring that maybe every year your contributions increase by a particular percentage. The next phase would be where we would say get serious. This is the chance actually if you've maybe made mistakes or maybe you've missed opportunities in that initial phase to actually rectify those mistakes. And I think one of the key things to remember in this particular phase is the fact that when you are in your 40s, between 40 and 60, that's actually your peak accumulation phase. That means that this is where your highest earning potential is actually experienced. And that's when you have an opportunity to fix things that you may have done wrong, but also the opportunity to get serious and accelerate your efforts if you need to. And then the final phase would be where we would speak to your actual retirement phase. And I think one of the things that, you know, as people, you said at the beginning that it's not necessarily the most exciting topic. And I think people actually are not necessarily excited to think about retirement. But one of the things I'd like to encourage us is to actually think about reframing it and seeing it as something that actually should be enjoyed, especially if you've prepared nicely during your first phase, which was when you were getting started, and your second phase when you were getting serious. Yes. So those are the kind of three phases that you can think about instead of looking at it as one long process.
Got you. And I think that's important, right? Because in the midst of all of this, life is happening. You get
100%.
Married, you have kids, you lose loved ones. You might change in terms of your relationship dynamic. You might change jobs and your income might change and flow as well. So that becomes very, very critical to speak to the nuances and the needs of your life. That also speaks to the volatile times in the market. We spoke probably 2 months ago, and if you know anything about the month of April, the markets were in turmoil, and that might have caused panic for investors. So how do we just stick to our knitting despite the ups and downs, the ebbs and flows, the changes on the markets, and even in our personal lives? How do we need to ensure that we keep to the focus on long-term returns?
I think one of the things that I'm going to respond to here, what I'm going to say is probably going to frustrate people, because it's the old adage of actually stay the course. Yes. When you started that journey, when you were in your 20s or when you got serious, when you're in your 40s, irrespective of the volatility of what's going on in the markets, you did that on with a very clear understanding of what your goal was and what the outcome was you wanted to achieve. So it is pretty normal and standard for markets to actually be volatile and for there to be up and down within the markets. The most important thing is actually staying the course. And one of the things that, you know, we must always remember is that when there is movements within, for example, your investment portfolio or your unit trust, that is actually on paper. That only way you crystallize that is actually when you make a decision to switch or change things, where you actually maybe lock in some of those volatility and some of the losses that may have come from that volatility. So the most important thing is, despite all your best your best intentions of wanting to maybe do something about it, you'd rather actually better off leaving it be and staying the course and let things run their course. That would be my advice in that yes. particular situation.
Because that's where the power of compounding comes into effect, right? And maybe we just need to emphasize yes. How it works, but also why it's so critical, especially when it comes to preservation of our retirement savings.
Yes, compounding, the eighth wonder of the world, yes. as they say. Yes, I think one of the things with compounding, I think the most simplest way to say it is earning returns today on returns earned yesterday. That's maybe the most basic way. But I think one of the most important, most critical things with compounding, the thing that actually unlocks compounding is time. You need to have your money invested for long enough for your returns from yesterday to actually be earned, to earn returns today from the returns from yesterday. So I would say one of the most important things is to actually allow your investments to actually grow and give them time. The longer you invested for, the better off you are in actually experiencing what this compounding process actually involves.
Definitely. And that's the secret of it, right? The longer you leave your money to work for you and to be saved and invested over the long term, the better the outcomes and results for you. And Shalati, something we tend to forget is, you know, we save, we invest, and we forget that sometimes for our loved ones, 60 and 65 is a reality. Some even might try working for a little longer. So what do they need to consider before retirement? And specifically those who might be between the age group of 55 to 65, you know, how should we start thinking about some of the solutions or considerations we need to bear in mind before actually retiring?
Yeah, I think one thing that we sometimes don't actually focus on when it comes to the process of preparing for retirement and as at the cusp of entering that next phase of your life is the psychological elements as well. So I think that's a big part in terms of how you should be thinking about this. I think when you're in that age group of 55 to 65, that's an opportunity to actually take a step back and actually think about what do you want to do once you're actually retired? What are your dreams? What are your goals for that next phase of your life? Because that preparation actually allows you to be able to be most prepared for how you're going to use your time during that, because, you know, the structure that you had while you're working will actually no longer be there. And then in also that preparation, one of the things that may actually come out is what you've actually spoken to already, Google, where you might actually be hit with the reality that you might not be ready to actually retire because you actually need to work a little longer. And in that preparation and in that planning, you can actually identify what other ways can I actually make income during that next phase? Or is there a passion project that I've always wanted to do that you can actually now start planning towards and actually working towards and actually making sure that you are best placed to actually carry out on that, to work on that passion project?
Important, because we all know that we need to prioritize these savings. We also need to ensure that we prioritize our discipline along the way. As we close off though, Shalati, any closing remarks for listeners to consider, especially, I guess, regardless of where they are in their journey, what's the one key takeaway we all need to bear in mind?
Time. Time is your friend. Yes. If you've missed the opportunity to start when you were 20, you can start when you're 30. If you've missed it at 30, you can start when you're 40. There is no better time than today to actually get started.
Definitely. No better time than today. So whether you're 25, 45, maybe even 63 and a half, do something now. There's still time to make sure that you implement the right strategies. But as always, speak to a certified financial advisor, investment specialist who will be able to guide you according to your life needs, your unique experiences, your income, and also your investment goals. Shalati, such a pleasure having you, ma'am. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Shalati Khongwane, investment specialist at Allan Gray, joining us today to help us understand how we can approach our retirement journey as a phased approach. With over 5 decades of investing experience, Allan Gray remains focused on building long-term wealth for its clients by pursuing long-term returns without taking undue risk. Allan Gray, more than 50 years of long-term investing, Allan Gray is an authorized financial services provider.
Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.